Hello, and welcome to a SearchBusinessAnalytics.com podcast on data visualization. This is Craig Stedman, the executive editor of Search Business Analytics, and I'll be talking today with William McKnight, president of McKnight Consulting Group, about data visualization trends and project management issues. William works as a strategist, lead enterprise information architect, and program manager for clients worldwide, specializing in the disciplines of big data, business intelligence, data warehousing, and master data management. Thanks for speaking with me today, William.
Great to be here.
Well, to get started, how big of a danger is there that organizations can go wrong on data visualization efforts and end up confusing business users instead of enlightening them?
Can go wrong? Well, probably pretty small, as long as they have set up the scenario that this will be agile, that this will be some back and forth, that what you see is not the final result. There is no final result. We're just moving towards something that keeps hopefully getting better, and this is also something that hopefully the user can actually manage quite a bit themselves. There is a possibility that you can distort reality, either intentionally or otherwise, with your visualizations by, like for example, not having consistency across the axes in terms of the grid that you use, or starting it at something other than zero to make it look wrong. Some 3D visualizations can actually distort the perception of the picture. So there are ways you can distort reality. And of course, if the data underlying the visualization effort is bad, then it doesn't matter how pretty that you make that data look or how relevant you make it look. If the underlying data is bad, then the whole thing is off, because these users are going to be making decisions with what they see. And if they're seeing bad data, then they're obviously making subpar or maybe even bad decisions. So you do want to certify the data, and that's probably the biggest way that it can go wrong.
What about building too much into data visualizations, or is it best to try to keep things simple and understandable for users, or as opposed to, say, flashy graphics and trying to say maybe cram too much things into a visualization?
Well, I think it's important to design it for intuition, something that is intuitively understood on the part of the end user. Being simple is vital, and with the tools today, it is easy to get carried away. I do see that sometimes. Certainly, we get excited about building this for our users. Users get excited sometimes about building these for themselves. So while it's so easy to do, it can get cluttered, can become a cluttered look. But furthermore, what's more making these visualizations difficult to work with is the wrong choice of the visualization that you use. And there are some basic visualizations, there are some more advanced ones. I think if you learn about 7 or 8 of the basic ones and use them in the right context, depending upon what it is you're trying to display, are you trying to show a comparison of things, a relationship between things, a distribution of a value, or a composition of things, that dictates or should dictate what kind of chart or graph that you use. And so if you use the wrong one, then there's more of a risk there that it's misunderstood, perhaps not even utilized. So keep it simple, yes. Pick the right one, and simple is vital.
So what are some things or some steps that BI and IT teams can take to minimize the dangers of going wrong and ensure that their organizations are set up to visualize data effectively?
Well, data architecture is the umbrella term that helps guide those visualizations, because ultimately it's displaying the data that's in the architecture. Hopefully you have an architecture, and it's not all bottoms up whatever happened to be expedient for the day. There are things that, like data warehouses, that make sense, analytical databases, even big data stores that make sense, and then it all has to work together. So one of the things you want to look for in your visualization tool is the ability to look across some of these different platform types and pull data in from a heterogeneous environment, which we're all having right now. But I think the main thing that you say BI and IT teams, what can they do? The main thing, I think, is data quality, making sure that the data that hopefully the users will be doing their self-service BI with or maybe some intermediate party, but whatever, that data should have high quality. This means it's complete, there's not gaps in the data. And if there are gaps in the data, that's filled in or it's well understood, and it's not represented in the visualization as zero. There's integrity to the data. If you looked at the model, the data would be integrant across some of the different tables, like from a referential perspective or other perspectives. It's valid data. It matches the column headings. It matches what it is you're saying that it matches. You didn't mismatch or mix up data in different columns, and that does happen. It's just appropriate data. It's actually named well and complete, and it's appropriate for the column, and it has some value in the visualization.
You talked before about keeping things simple, keeping visualizations relatively simple, uncluttered, and also using the right type of visualization for the particular business need. How much training needs to go into this up front?
I'd like to say be agile about it and learn a few basic chart types and get started. And again, using 8 basic chart types well in the right context. And, there is some room for error in there. Definitely room for creativity and so on. But that'll take you a good, 60, 70% of the way there. And a little goes a long way. That can actually, take a lot of the pressure off from users that want to see the data in these new modern visualizations very well if you just do the basics right. And then grow out from there. Keep adding to the different types of displays that you're using. Maybe add in some animation. Maybe you have to make it fit for mobile devices. Today, that's actually pretty important. Users may be asking for that, maybe not. But grow into a large variety of data visualizations, like scatter charts, bubble charts, as well as pie and donut charts and things like that. So it gets quite fun, gets quite creative. And I would say, a little goes a long way, and then just keep growing your capabilities in that area.
Is there likely going to be a need for a lot of support of business users who, going on an ongoing basis? I know self-service BI sounds great. The users do their own thing. But is it a case of giving them the tools and letting them go, or do you really need to continue to support them?
Well, you might think about it like trust but verify. So we do want to extend capabilities to the users to do things that 5-10 years ago they would never have been able to do. But they really are now with a little bit of training. A little, again, goes a long way. But there is a role for an IT skill in the mix, and it has to do more with the back end of things, the choice of tool in partnership with the business community, the installation of the tool, the rollout of the tool, things like that. And some of these tools have some basic building blocks, like what may be called a universe or something like that, that actually is perhaps appropriate for an IT-skilled person to actually do, whereas they are not necessarily taking it all the way to the end user's fingertips, but they're taking it halfway or something like that. So I see too many IT organizations giving up the ghost rule early on this. And when the users squawk, they say, oh, let me jump in and I'll just do it from this point through eternity. But that's not a good model. That doesn't enable the user. Ultimately, what they're really asking for is help doing what they do. They don't really want the involvement of IT in the mix, but it's not simple enough yet for them. And there's going to be those who will adapt quickly and those who will adapt more slowly. You might have to pay a little bit more attention to them, maybe give them a little desk side training or whatnot. But really, the bottom line is usually an intuitive interface does the job. And nobody's going to sit there with a manual anymore. And nobody's going to sit through days of training to do basic things. So you have to build it intuitively.
Does the increasing use of mobile devices in business applications create particular challenges for visualizing data?
Yes. It's a different paradigm, actually. It's not just taking what's on the big screen and shrinking it down, because then things would get really small. Especially on phones. You have a different paradigm there. There is a different level of interactivity. The interactivity, certainly there's not a lot of authorship that's going to happen, and it's more of a drill-down paradigm, more of a dashboarding type of thing where you see the big picture and, that looks interesting. Let me touch here and go into it a little bit more. But the good news is that if you choose a good tool, there's little to no function loss for that tool. And again, I'll say it's important to design for intuition, but the intuition is going to be different on a mobile device than it is when you're tethered to a desktop. And again, do this in a very agile manner so that you grow your capabilities and start basic and see where the users want to take it and grow that out with them.
What are some other data visualization trends that companies should be aware of as they plan projects?
Well, there's certain data visualization types that are very relevant today that it seems like most people want to do. They want to grow into that, and for good reason. Infographics, for example, you know, we see them all the time in news, and I go after infographics myself because I find them to be a really great quick study on something. It expresses a lot of information in a short amount of time, and it's not just a lot of information. It's information that I'll remember because I see it in context of a backdrop that is helping to reinforce what it's trying to suggest and so on. Well, I really like that. We're also throwing a lot of variables at users, and tree maps are great for that. When you have three variables you're trying to compare, it used to be difficult. Now we think about bubble charts. And finally, I'd say in terms of trends, word clouds. The word actually, you know, as big as it gets is how relevant it is to what it is you're trying to connotate. So those are some trends right now that we should think about as we are rolling out visualization.
Okay, great. Well, we'll end it with that for today. Thanks for your insight and advice on this topic, William.
You got it. Enjoyed it.
And thanks to you for listening in. To learn more about McKnight Consulting Group, you can go to www.mcknightcg.com. That's MCKNIGHTCG.com. And you can find more tips, advice, and analysis on data visualization and other business intelligence and analytics topics on searchbusinessanalytics.com. This is Craig Stedman, signing off.